travel on the bus. In any case, Gran was part of the family. She practically lived at their house. There was no way she'd keep £1 million all to herself. He poured a second bowl of cereal. "What are you doing?" asked Mum.
"Having breakfast," replied Bertie. "I can't go to school today, can I?"
"Too right you can," said Mum. "Now get a move on." Bertie sighed. When he was a millionaire, he definitely wasn't going to school. Spending all that money would be a full-time job. Wait till he told his friends. They would never believe it. Chapter 2. 10 minutes later, Bertie met Darren and Eugene at the end of the road. Mum had suggested that they should keep their lottery win a secret for now, but Bertie wasn't very good at keeping secrets. Besides, Darren and Eugene were his best friends. He greeted them grinning from ear to ear.
"You're very happy for a school day," said Darren.
"Yes, I've had a bit of good news," said Bertie. "You'll never guess what."
"You've got peanut butter sandwiches," suggested Eugene.
"You actually finished your homework," said Darren.
"Much better than that," said Bertie. "We won the lottery!"
His friends stared at him in goggle-eyed